This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are troubled times at once mighty ESPN. The grand champion of sports television is losing millions of subscribers, all the while being on the hook to pay billions of dollars to sports leagues for the rights to air their games. That kind of math doesn't really cut it on Wall Street, hence all the talk of late that the network, which is owned by Disney, is gearing up to lay off hundreds of people. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has the story, which begins in the way that capitalism sometimes works in Fridley, Minnesota.
There's a close relationship between ESPN's agony and John Brillhart's joy. He runs his own business outside Minneapolis.
So I'm a cord-cutting consultant, and what I do is I help people get rid of cable or satellite and use other options to watch television.
And that's your entire job?
Yeah, surprisingly enough, it is.
The idea that cable uninstaller is a hot new career track says everything about why ESPN's corporate overlords are tightening belts. Cord-cutting customers are devastating. Brett Sappington directs research at Parks Associates.
Consumers are looking for content in other places, and so if your revenues are based significantly off of cable TV, then you get hit pretty hard by that.
Even if you hate sports and don't even know what channel ESPN is on, it gets your money if you have cable. Brad Adgate is with Horizon Media.
All of them are paying over $6 a month to get the network.
That's a hefty number compared to what other channels charge cable companies. But big rates don't help if cable subscribers keep disappearing. ESPN has astounding bills to pay the NFL, NBA, and others. Laura Martin is senior analyst at Needham & Company.
They have contractual obligations to meet these rising sports rights. And so the only way to cut costs is they have to cut other costs that aren't the sports rights costs. So they're cutting people.
And it'll get nastier for ESPN's legacy cable business. It's a company built on quietly collecting $6 a household, whether it watches sports or not. That's a selling point for entrepreneur John Brillhart.
A primary consumer of mine is customers that don't necessarily watch sports.
The more those folks wise up, the worse life gets for ESPN. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.